This is Ted Kennedy. The government of Taiwan is making long overdue progress towards democracy, but they still have a way to go. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for 40 years, the U.S. supported Taiwan as a bastion of freedom against communist China. Yet Taiwan, for all its economic achievements, has hardly been a model of democracy. But things are improving, Al, as free elections on Taiwan recently made clear. Nevertheless, the Taiwan regime continues a number of abuses, including the blacklisting of overseas Taiwanese who advocate greater democracy. Many on the blacklist are respected Americans of Chinese descent. They want to return to their homeland to visit family and friends, but they're denied visas because of their support for democracy. Those granted visas are subject to harassment, intimidation, and even arrest on Taiwan if they participate in the democracy movement. Taiwan deserves credit for its economic success, Al, but let's keep the pressure on and help democracy succeed too.
Ted, Taiwan has struggled so hard to beat the odds against economic failure and heavy pressure to join communist China. The United States should encourage greater freedom and democracy, and I am very confident this fine, strong ally will follow our lead. I only wish you were as critical about Castro, the bearded boob who refuses to hold any kind of election. Hey, this is the guy who even extorts $1,000 from any Cuban who wants to spend a weekend in Miami visiting relatives. And what about Libya, China, Afghanistan, and dozens of other countries that ignore the clear call for elections and democracy? Sure, let's do keep up the pressure, but heaven's sakes, let's also be consistent as we develop and enforce our foreign policy around the world. That's tough for you, ain't it, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to have greater accountability on the military equipment we ship to foreign nations. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.